Now, in the past, as I've emphasized in big bold letters, the toxicology of humans is based on mammalian toxicology using LD50 values for rats. So when you look at all of the MSDS sheets, it always gives you an LD50 value, and that's how that's been obtained. These days, that's not getting past any bioethics panel anywhere in the Western world. It will still get through in parts of the world, but not in the more developed countries. Always contract. Yes, absolutely. Because we still need this stuff. Now, if we want to try and do it in the more developed world, then what we do is we do proxies for what the whole organism result would be. But honestly, it's so doubtful as to the validity of that. You can imagine you're doing a tissue experiment on a few cells, and you're trying to extrapolate from that to how a human is going to respond. So it's a vast extrapolation. Whereas the classic way, there was a scaling between how a rat responded and how a human responded. And that was reasonably well sort of understood. And the way that often has happened is that there have been cases of fatalities with humans. They've been able to establish how much chemical that human's been exposed to. Then they can do the experiments on the rats, and they can develop a model that relates the rat response to the human response and feel reasonably confident. But to go from a tissue experiment to a whole system experience is, I think, a big issue. More often, people look for sublethal effects on rats, reversible ones, where then the organism, in this case our rat, doesn't die. It might get a little tumour. You might then cut that tumour out, and the rat runs away and is happy forever after. That style of thing. So those are then sublethal and sometimes reversible effects. And then you increase your margin for safety because you haven't tested to lethality, so you just make sure you've got a much bigger safety factor. So where we move to non-lethal responses, we've then got ED50s, the effective dose where we get a 50% response, and the EC50s are a corresponding concentration response. So here's a plot of some of these. We're looking at PPB dose. And in this case here, we're looking at the likelihood or increased risk of developing a liver cancer when we're dosing these things up with aflatoxin. Now, aflatoxin is a mold, or it's a toxicant that's formed by a mold that typically grows in peanuts. So if you're eating moldy peanuts, be a little scared. Because the effect of that then, as you increase the dose from small number up to, you know, a few ppbs, is to substantially increase the risk, so here you're at Unity, 100% risk, of developing a liver cancer. Over here, just indicate that the dose scales come in all sorts of values. This is now percent in the diet. Okay, so this is a huge dose. So this is the chance of getting, again, increased risk, in this case, of getting a bladder cancer as we dose people up on saccharin. And you do get up to a decent percentage, but you have to have a huge amount in the diet before that happens. So saccharin tablets really are not the thing of choice because you do get an effect on the organism, but in reality, you have to have an awful lot of saccharin tablets before you really get an effect. And I think at the start, although maybe I didn't emphasize it, the guy who really developed this science of toxicology was a guy called Paracelsus, a very long time ago. And he said, what is it that is not a poison? And the reason for that is all about the dose. If you dose somebody up on whatever, you will kill them eventually. It doesn't matter what it is. Water, you'll take them out eventually. So you've got to pay careful attention to that and not get too hyped about chemicals being toxic and stuff like that. You pay careful attention to what the LD50 value is, okay, to decide if that truly is a toxic chemical. That's why when I see these things about fluoride in the drinking water supply, give me a break. Okay, it's been used as a insecticide and stuff like that, but compare the sodium fluoride to the chlorine that we put in the drinking water supply and don't blink an eyelid, a totally different level of toxicity. So you must pay careful attention to this sort of